Good morning. An Alberta Clipper is approaching from the west today, and skies have already clouded over. Temperatures, meanwhile, are starting in the upper 20s to around 30 across the region. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken early this morning, with light snow breaking out by about mid-morning across parts of the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, and by lunchtime across most of the rest of the region. Central and western New England will probably wait until the early part of the afternoon to see the light snow begin. The steadiest snow today through the middle and latter portion of the afternoon will be across the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, central and northern Vermont, and also portions of the Mohawk Valley, Greater Capital District, and the Berkshires. In these locations, by the end of the day, a general coating of 1 to 3 inches is likely. Slightly higher amounts of up to 4 inches are possible in the terrain-favored areas, especially in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. To the south of I-90, the Catskills will have the highest snowfall totals, with the mid and lower Hudson Valley and most of southern New England picking up 1 inch or less. High temperatures today will average in the lower and middle 30s. After some leftover light snow showers this evening, it will dry out overnight with partly to mostly cloudy skies and a northwest breeze. Temperatures will back down to around 20. As we get into the day on Saturday, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine mixed with a few clouds. It'll be dry and a bit breezy with highs in the upper 20s to around 30. This will set us up for a clear cold night on Saturday night with lows near 10 above. As high pressure drifts off the eastern seaboard, it'll keep it dry for the day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, and with a developing and gusty southerly wind, temperatures will push into the mid-30s for daytime highs. The next system will head our way from the Tennessee Valley for the new work week. It will intensify as it heads toward the eastern Great Lakes, putting us on the milder side of the storm, and a southerly breeze on Monday will push us into the mid-40s with a good chance of rain. More rain on Monday night and Tuesday as another wave of low pressure tracks in the same direction with highs in the middle and upper 40s. Behind this system, a cool northwesterly wind flow will develop, and any leftover rain showers on Wednesday will change over to snow showers with highs back into the lower 30s. Then, with mostly sunny skies, it'll stay in the 20s on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the West Coast will deal with yet another storm system that will usher in more rain and mountain snow. Heavy rain is possible along the coastal range of Northern California and in the northern Sacramento Valley later today. Farther east, winter storm watches have been issued for much of the Sierra Nevada, where snow amounts will range from 1 to 3 feet through the weekend. The Intermountain West will be next on the storm's list late Saturday, with mountain snow and scattered snow showers region-wide. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing fog and 1 degree. West wind at 48, gusting to 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 16 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 20, 69% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.08 inches and steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 8 below zero at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few rain showers in the mid-40s, Boston cloudy with light snow late this afternoon in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy with light snow and 1 to 2 inches with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 38 degrees, the low 28, the average temperature 33, that's 1 degree above normal. Just a trace of snow yesterday for the month, 22.7, which is 21.1 inches above normal, and 25 inches for the season, which is 20.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 39 degrees, the average low, 25. The record high, 68, set in 2001, and the record low, 5 below zero in 1901. Sunrise this morning is at 7:11 a.m., sunset this evening 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a round of light snow today with highs around 30. Snow showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a little light snow or rain today and highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Snow showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a round of light snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Snow showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, lows around 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with a round of light snow today and highs in the lower 30s. Snow showers this evening, then partly cloudy overnight tonight with lows around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, with highs in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and milder middle 30s on Sunday. Cloudy with a good chance of rain on Monday and Tuesday, highs in the middle and upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, windy, and turning colder Wednesday with scattered snow showers, lower 30s, and a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the 20s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.